This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Dale Gentry here on the radio, broadcasting around the clock and around the globe here at Prayer Central, broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, on this beautiful March morning. And this program will be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock here on bpnradio.com. My help left me today, so I'm not broadcasting on Facebook. Ruth Gentry is out of town. Allison Kieber out of town. But here I am here in the studios, and I have some prophetic words to say and some prophetic prayers to play. So it's going to be a great day. And remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on bpnradio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network, but bpnradio.com is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, any of our programs. But we're delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Eliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So good to have you listening on bpnradio.com, whether you're on your computer or your smartphone via TuneIn. And if you haven't got your TuneIn app, you can do that pretty quickly. Just download TuneIn, and then you just type in BPN Radio. Well, it's going to be a great day today. I just love Prophetic Tuesdays. And I love being able to share some words from the Lord, because I've discovered over the years that one word from God can change your life forever. So this is Prophetic Tuesday. It's a good day. Everybody get ready to hear a word from the Lord. Here we go.
Hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayer. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. Call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world.
Okay, welcome to Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNRadio.com. It's a wonderful, wonderful morning. Thank you, Martin Smith, Delirious there, for singing our theme song, which has been our theme song for a long, long time, even before BPN Radio started. Hey, it's a big week for Gene and I this past Sunday at Breakout Radio Church. We celebrated 51 years in full-time ministry. We started out in full-time ministry March the 12th, 1967, here we are still going 51 years later. It's been a wonderful journey. On the broadcast yesterday, I was able to share some of that journey with you as well as Sunday. And then also tomorrow and Thursday, I'm going to be, Gene and I are going to be celebrating our 57th wedding anniversary. In fact, when I close the doors to the studio today, I'm going to walk out, take Mrs. America, Gene Gentry, by the hand, and we're going to enjoy a couple of weeks away. So, but I've got a lot of great team members that are going to be filling in for me for the next couple of weeks. And, yeah, so it's all in good hands. We have a great team here at BPNradio.com. If you've not, you can take a look at our team by going to BPNradio.com. Our new, brand new website, bpnradio.com, and all of our team members are on there. You can see the pictures. What do we have, about 20 or 22 team members? You can see their names and pictures, put a name to a face, and that would be great. So we got a lot of good team members. Gene and I are celebrating 57 years of marriage, and we got married when we were teenagers. We're still in love. If you listen tomorrow and Thursday, I'm going to be playing some love songs. But today, I'm prophesying. I never asked for the prophetic gift. I just started prophesying early on and just knew that a word from God could change their lives. The group that I was a part of really was not in for personal prophecy, but I began to get personal prophetic words. In 1985, when Gene and I moved to Rockwall, Texas to work there at Church on the Rock in Rockwall with Pastor Larry Lee, the prophetic was operating, flowing, and as we would go out to do prayer seminars for churches across America and around the world, we would lead prayer, and then God would give me prophetic words for the church as well as individuals, and pastors would say to me, when can you come back and prophesy some more? So we became a prophetic voice to a group of churches that we went to on a regular basis for about 20 years. And then, of course, we used our prophetic anointing across America, different nations of the world, because we knew and understood the value of prophecy. And so that's what we're doing today. We're giving prophetic words. I'm calling some names. I got quite a few names. And remember, some of you may have already had a prophecy, and you can find your prophecy. You'll have to go to bpnradio.com. Go to Breakout Radio Church, click on Breakout Radio Church, and when you get there, excuse me, go to the old website, bpnradio.com, go to the old website, click on there, then you will see those prophecies in our archives that we've been giving Allison Keeper and myself for many months. So your prophecy's on there somewhere. And if we've not gotten to your name, we have made a commitment not to let one name fall to the ground or one name fall to the floor, because we want to share a prophetic word. Sometimes people put their name in more than one time, so we're not trying to ignore you. And sometimes we may give a prophecy to a person who's already had one. But in all fairness, we need to wait in line while other people get their words as well. And it doesn't mean that we're ignoring you. We're just trying to respond to the many requests that we get for people to receive a prophetic word. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today in Jesus' name, here at Prophetic Tuesday. Your will, plan, and purpose be done here on this program for the next hour or so. And may you open our spiritual ears to hear. May you open our spiritual eyes to see. May you open our hearts to receive. And open my mouth to speak the word of the Lord that you have given me concerning these individuals that have left their name, city, and state. I pray, Lord, that we'll receive the word of the Lord. And I know that there are some people today that will hear someone else's prophecy and they will say, I believe that is a word for me also. And they'll take that word and write it down. And so we just pray for a gigantic time with you, Holy Spirit, here on this Tuesday. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. So I just want to give you some instructions that I normally do. And, of course, Allison Keever does. Remember that Allison has changed her time from 10 a.m. Central Time to noon Central Time every Thursday. And so that will be Thursday from 12 to 1 now. They have a new time. She has a new time, her and her husband Ian. So I want to give you some instructions. Remember, if I give you a prophetic word, it could be a now word, something God is doing now. In the very near future, it could be a future word, could be 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years. I don't know. But to God's timing, of course, is much different than our timing. We operate on chronos or chronological time, and God operates on kairos. That's a God time. And so he makes everything beautiful, not in chronos time, chronological time, but he makes everything beautiful in kairos time. So we have to wait on him. Sometimes when I prophesy, it could be a confirming word. You say, already have heard that word, already know that word. Well, that is a confirmation. The mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And or it could be a new word. New things do I declare. The Lord spoke to Isaiah, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So there may be things you've never, ever thought about that I may share with you. And so when I prophesy, it is not a chapter, it's not a book. It's just one word as I call your name in prayer. It's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say about you. And it may be something that you discern or understand or comprehend, but it may be kind of far-fetched or impossible. But that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit, brought the word of the Lord to Mary and said, you're going to have a baby. She said, how can I have a baby when I've never had relationships with a man? Well, that's what God does. He takes things that seemingly are impossible and brings it into the realm of possibility, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So I'm encouraged today because I prophesied over, since serving as a prophetic voice since 1985, what is that, 33 years, I've prophesied over thousands of people and get all these testimonies how their word of the Lord came to pass. I've noticed today that we have a special guest at noon by the name of Steve Pierce. Now, Steve Pierce is a congressman from New Mexico, and along about 2003, he and his wife came into my office for prayer, and before I prayed over them, before they left, he was running for Congress in New Mexico, and that was 2 days before the primary election, and he was running in third place, and I began to prophesy over Steve Pierce, talking about how I would come and visit him there in Washington, D.C., that he was going to go to Washington, D.C., serve as congressman. Well, there was a major upset happened 2 days later. He won the primary for the third congressional seat in the state of New Mexico. And President Bush sent his vice president to Roswell, New Mexico to be able to help Steve Pierce win the general election there in November. And so his office called me and said, Steve Pierce wants you to come and want you to pray for the Vice President of the United States, be a part of that gathering in a few days. And so there I was praying for the Vice President of the United States, praying over the vice presidential, behind the vice presidential podium. And, wow. I mean, it was unbelievable. And so, Steve Pierce, he did win the congressional seat there and is still serving there today. And 2 or 3 years ago, I was there in Washington, D.C., just as I prophesied. Rodney Howard Brown and I went there and met with Steve Pierce, my friend. He's been my friend all these years, and spent some time with him from time to time. What am I saying? Just one word from God can change your life forever. And so Now Steve Pierce is running for governor of this great state of New Mexico. One word from God. God wants to enlarge and expand you. That's what he wants to do today. And I am going to start prophesying and reading some words from the Lord. I have a word for Antoinette G. from Turnwater, Washington. Hear the Holy Spirit's saying to you that you are to speak of his power, teaching others about the blood of Jesus and proclaiming the authority of the believer. You have a powerful message to speak to those who don't know who they are in Christ. So, Antoinette G. from Turnwater, Washington, I bless you in Jesus' name. Tammy T. from Lake Worth, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. There are some things that are rightfully yours that you must fight for in the realm of the Spirit. No more compromise or allowing others to steal from you what has been given to you by the Holy Ghost. Put on your spiritual armor and do some spiritual warfare. You must not allow the thief to steal, kill, or destroy what is rightfully yours. You must hold on to that. And so I just agree with you, and I bless you, Tammy. They're in Lake Worth, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I have a word for Candace Marie V. Candace Marie V. from Youngsville, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you spent most of your life helping others, reaching out to others, which you are to be highly committed for. But now it's your turn to live out the dreams of your heart, knowing that what he has placed there is not a fantasy. I see that traveling anointing coming upon you, revisiting places where you have been in the natural, and also visiting places where you have been in the supernatural. That means visiting in your dreams while you were under the anointing. Taking pencil and paper and beginning to write as the Holy Spirit speaks to you about your coming journeys. Creating poems about those places and singing songs as well. Speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So, Candace Marie, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I have a word for Don J. from Amarillo, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are to continue to be aggressive concerning those things you know, those things you believe in. You know, Job taught us to speak what we know. There's so many people that are speaking things that they don't know anything about or things that they don't know. We need to minor on things that we don't know, but we need to major on the things that we do know and believe in. Even when you're being challenged by those people closest to you, don't step back. Don't just stand there either. Move forward. Be the tenacious person you know you are. These opportunistic days of your life, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, the violent take it by force. You must learn to take it, even though there may be many votes against you. Some of you heard me tell the story about my dad making application to be the pastor of this small church in this small town near Apache, Oklahoma. I was a junior in high school, and I went with my dad. My grandfather was sick, and my mother was not able to go. Can you imagine a man preaching at a church, hoping to be the pastor, and they're not even seeing his wife or meeting his wife? Anyhow, my dad and mom took the risk. I went with him, played the guitar, and sang, and as was the custom of that the Assemblies of God in those days, my dad tried out for the church. That meant he preached on Sunday morning his best sermon. He preached on Sunday night his best sermon. And then the church members voted on my father. So I remember it like it was yesterday. And I knew how many people were voting. And I knew how many votes my dad had to get in order for him to be the pastor. Because in those days, you had to receive 2/3, at least 66% of the vote to be the pastor of that church for a year. And then they would vote on you again, maybe next time for 2 years. So I remember my dad and I on that summer night going out, sitting in the car, waiting for the deacons to come out and let them know, let us know, let my dad know if he was going to be the pastor. I was quite doubtful because my mom didn't come, and how can a congregation elect a pastor if they've not even seen his wife, which is such a vital part of the ministry team. But my dad said, no, I'm going to be the pastor of that church. That's what he kept saying. I'm going to be the pastor of this church. They're in Stecker, Oklahoma. Probably nobody's heard of Stecker, Oklahoma. I think it's a population of 200 people. So we waited, and then the deacons came out. And I'll never forget, they were standing on the porch. My dad got out. We went up to the front porch, and there was a woman deacon that made the announcement. And she said, Brother Gentry, here's the vote. And it was not enough votes. I think he just barely got a majority. But he wasn't listening at all. And he responded without hesitation, saying, I'll take it. And they looked quite stunned. He said, I'll take the church. I'll be your pastor. And I appreciate it. And they looked stunned because he didn't get enough votes to be the pastor of the church. But my dad said, I'll take it. So we got in the car and started. They said, okay. So he got in the car, started down the road. And I wanted to say, Dad, you didn't get enough votes to be the pastor of the church. But he was talking about how he was going to be the pastor, how we'd make the move, what was going to happen because there was a church parsonage. I never did tell him that he didn't get enough votes. We went home, got our furniture, moved in. And the next Sunday, they met the new pastor's wife, the pastor's new wife. And so it was a fruitful time of ministry there. But my dad was very tenacious, would not take no for an answer. He just said, I'll take it. So Don J, that's a long prophetic word, but I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit say, you got to be like my dad. You got to take it. May not be enough votes. You got to take it. How about, so I bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for Kelly J in Lake Sevens, Washington. S-Y-E-V-E-N-S, Sevens, Washington. I see an incredible gift in sales and your ability to close the deal. You are a closer. There may be others that will start the process, but you will close the deal. You have amazing gifts to finish assignments that others have started, but they're not willing to persist. You lack in some areas. Your lack in some areas are not... I want to say that again. Your lack in some areas are to be ignored. In other words, you can't major on weaknesses. Every one of us have those. You just ignore those. Just focus on the open doors, what you have in your hand. Remember, you are well prepared to get ready. What did the angel of the Lord say to Moses? What is that in your hand? And some people believe it was Jesus that was actually speaking to Moses. What is that in your hand? And so Moses looked, and there was a rod in his hand. That rod took him across the Red Sea. That rod took him into the Pharaoh's palace. So whatever's in your hand, Kelly, Jay, you use that those giftings, anointings in your hand that will open many doors for you and take you to many places. So, Kelly, there in Lake Sevens, Washington, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Copal F. from Baytown, Texas, your beautiful testimony is going to create life and hope in many others. Your ability to express the love of God to others is quite evident. Share that love with others. Let them see that beautiful smile. Remember that a word spoken in due season is like apples of gold and settings of silver. You will minister to many one-on-one with just a few words that will literally change their day and change their life. I bless you, Copal, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I have a word for Anita R., and she's from Providence, Pennsylvania. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there are others around you that would attempt to put limitations on you because they don't see you like God sees you. One time I saw a man, and I was prophesying, and he said to me after I got through ministering, Dale, I never did see you in that light. I didn't know that you could operate like that. And that's the way some people are going to do you, Anita. They'll say, well, I didn't know that you could operate there. I didn't know that you had those giftings. But I just to tell you that there is a convincing evidence that the Holy Spirit is giving you a new assignment accompanied by the privileges that are coming your way as a result of your passion to help people that can no longer help themselves. A voice for those who have no voice and are no longer being heard. Exposing the injustices and bringing to light those things that have been hidden in darkness. You're about to play a significant role in a significant season of your life. Anita, there in Providence, Pennsylvania, I bless you in Jesus' name. And we just pray for the congressional election that's taking place there in Pennsylvania, in Jesus' name. I pray for Kendall. I have a word for Kendall A. from Nacogdoches, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, the blessings of God makes rich and adds no sorrows with it. I see the Holy Spirit turning everything around in a day for you. Sorrows gone and all covered up by the extreme blessing cloud that is over you today. Kendall, from Nacogdoches, I bless you in Jesus' name. Lisa M. from Kingwood, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's settled. Regardless of the circumstances, that thing you have been crying out for, believing for, is now settled. It's time to rest, relax, and enjoy the coming results. All answers to your prayers. Wow, how amazing is that? Remember now, when you get a word from God, you cannot receive it with your mind because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of the Lord. You must receive those things with your spirit, your spirit man. And as you do, wow, God's going to do incredible things. When you receive that word, write it down. You say, well, that's not much of a word. But sometimes we just get a little word, and it's amazing how God can enlarge that as we receive it with our spirit. We write it down, and then we begin to speak it. We hear something, see something, and then we begin to say what we've seen and heard, literally speaking our worlds into existence. We're going to take a little station break, and we'll be right back.
This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hi, this is Ian Kieber, reminding you to join us for Marketplace Saturdays. Marketplace Saturdays is full of information, motivation, inspiration, and business tips that will help you grow in whatever field you come from. Now, whether you're a small business owner or an employee looking to grow and learn more, Marketplace Saturday is for you. Join Rick Gentry, the host of Marketplace Saturdays, from 8 a.m. to midnight Central Standard Time, where you can learn from the best. Marketplace Saturdays, where leaders go to grow.
Well, it's good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time as we broadcast around the clock, around the globe. And here we are on Prophetic Tuesday. Good to have you listening. Don't forget, Delvin Kinzer has the news. Our award-winning news director is our news immediately following Prophetic Tuesday. Also, Roy Beard, if you're listening live, has a word from the wall at 11:55, as he does each weekday. And, of course, today is Tuesday. Roy Beard also has Discerning the Times, another prophetic broadcast, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow and Thursday, Gene and I will be celebrating our 57th wedding anniversary, playing some of our favorite love songs and praying for marriages and people that desire to get married. It's going to be a great time. And on Thursday, Allison Kieber, of course, at noontime, will be on with Prophetic Thursday. Rhonda Kinzer has prayer every Friday at 10 a.m. Broadcasting around the clock and around the globe here, on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. I encourage you to check out our new website, bpnradio.com. Well, we are playing music here on BPN Radio, and the music is called The Prophet's Song. And, I'd love to hear the voice of the prophet. So, good to have you listening, and thank you for sending your name, city, and state. We're not broadcasting on Facebook today because Ruth Gentry and Allison Keeper, they're both out of town. So here I am, about to take a couple of weeks off after this broadcast to enjoy my time with Mrs. America, Jean Gentry.
I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children pray.
I love it.
I love to see weak make strong.
But most of all.
I love to hear the voice of God.
Most of all, we love to hear the voice of God. And here I am giving some prophetic words. Could be a now word, future word, confirming word, and or a new word. And I remember Allison Keeper, she talks about, you know, you can have a vision, you can have a dream, but your prophetic word is going to give you enlightenment, enlargement, and expand you. But, you know, you're just going to have to walk that out, whatever the Holy Spirit's saying to you. I have a word for Morgan. Morgan S. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Here the Holy Spirit's saying that you can fly, and you can fly high. I see you motivating and encouraging thousands of middle school and high school students in days to come, responding to many invitations that will come your way as a result of your incredible public speaking gifts and your gift of encouragement, especially to teenagers who are thinking about committing suicide. Morgan, you have a bright future. I bless you in Jesus' name. Dianette C. from Weatherford, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you're not to worry about your future. I see you troubled about many things concerning your days and years ahead, or maybe delays that are happening in your life, how you're going to make it, and you should have done this or should have done that. I hear him saying to you, Dianette, trust him. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He will supply all of your needs today and for many days to come. No more worry, no more fretting. You know the 11th commandment, don't you, Dianette? Thou shalt not fret, or thou shalt not sweat it. So he's the God of more than enough, so thou shalt not sweat it. I bless you in Jesus' name. Christy G. from Baytown, Texas. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't abort the process. Give yourself time to complete your season of preparation. The result will be major advancement. And I have a word for Loretta W. from Blanchard, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Loretta, it's not over until it's over. There's some things you perhaps have given up on, but some of those things still have life, and the hand of God is reaching down to remake, recreate, spark, ignite, resurrect, taking those things off of the life support that's going to totally shock you in some ways at the dramatic turnaround that is being orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. One to bring you into a new faith level as well as a new level of trust and enlargement in your life. Don't discount God. Don't discount yourself. And don't discount even others that you may have given up on, because you're going to be there's going to be a lot of surprises come your way, Loretta. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Donna S. from Springtown, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is rearranging your rhythm, putting you back in sync so you can become that productive Donna. You're about to discover a whole new you with your new rhythm in life. You know, rhythms are so very, very important. I find that when I strike a rhythm, have a rhythm about my life, about my Sundays, my Mondays, my Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, boy, I can become so fulfilled and productive. But when I get out of rhythm, and life becomes helter-skelter, then I find that I'm not being productive, I'm not being as fruitful. as I should be, then life gets it gets a little unfulfilling. So I'm declaring, Donna, over you that you're going to find your rhythms in life, which are so very, very, very important. So I bless you in Jesus' name. And Tina J. from Cushing, Oklahoma. Tina, I see you as a woman of great adventure. You were never created just to fit in and be another face in the crowd. You were created to get things started, to light the fire, to get things jumping. You bring a source of energy to every environment that you operated in and that you are a part of, and you fill every space with great stamina. I see you as a very anointed and animated person that does not take themselves very seriously and has the ability to keep moving forward, not allowing mistakes to distract you. You're one that is able to let it go and keep moving forward. You're a very unusual young lady that will keep being promoted and will fit in whatever your assignment is. And wherever you are placed, you're just going to prosper. It's just like, it's just amazing the Bible talks about Isaac. The Bible said every place he went, everything he did, he just prospered. And so that's what's going to happen to you. You're an incredible person indeed. So Tina, there in Cushing, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Martin G. from Opelousas, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time for you to slow down a bit, take a breather, before you proceed with some major decisions in your life. I bless you, Martin, in Jesus' name. And Faith G. from McGregor, Texas, your word is suddenly. The buzzword in your life is suddenly. I wrote that down in capital letters. There's going to be a major opportunity that will come suddenly, far beyond your expectations or even your imaginations, producing major results in your life, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity arranged by the Holy Spirit himself. I bless you, Faith, in Jesus' name. And Lorenzo V. from Visalia, California. A lot of my uncles in the Gentry family grew up near Visalia. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, pick up the pieces and move forward. It's time to cry. The time to cry over spilt milk is gone. And quit feeling sorry for yourself. Be strong and of a good courage. It's time to begin again. His mercy and grace endures forever. And I declare over you, Lorenzo, there in Visalia, that it's the dawning of a new day in your life. And I bless you in Jesus' name. And Sandra H. from Yorkville, Illinois. San, I hear the Holy Spirit saying he is flushing you out of the old season into a new season, moving you from a Levite to a priest, a place of ministry where you will minister to those who have hard hearts, helping replace their hard hearts with hearts of stone with hearts of flesh, preaching to those in prison and providing a ministry center where many will receive a new beginning because of your influence in their lives. This will not be a stressful season, although there will be opportunities to stress. But you've been through lots of stress in your lifetime, and this is going to be a piece of cake. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, what you're going to do in comparison to past days is going to be like a piece of cake, a season where you're going to see much fruit come forth and many lives change because of the new anointing that you'll begin to operate under in this new season. Just take a step. He'll take a step with you. Okay, Sam, there in Yorkville, Illinois, bless you. In Jesus' name, you go for it, girl. Elaine N. from Vero Beach, Florida. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, continue to follow your heart. A confirmation that you are headed in the right direction. There are those around you who might label it selfish ambition, but you know what your passion is and what you are consumed with day in and day out. That passion for certain people groups in the world. They may come to you, or you may have to go to them. And if you have to go to them, teach them the principles that you've been taught. even if they come to you. I see you sending large boxes of materials to certain people, groups, and other nations of the world. It's what's in your heart, and there are not any circumstances that will change that. Those big boxes will precede you and make room for you as you come and minister to them, and they are waiting, even at this moment. Elaine, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Ann R. from Texas, not sure what town you're from. Texas is a big place. But Ann, I see you entering places where in times past you have been prohibited from entering. Doors that were closed are going to open. Unresolved situations are about to be resolved. I see a whole new source of financial blessing coming your way in a direction that you least suspected, causing your heart to leap. It's going to be just like Christmas, handfuls on purpose, bringing you a new sense of joy that you've not experienced in a long, long time. It's like you're going to, like when you were a young person, you were going to go on a trip or go visit someone. You could hardly sleep the night before. That's the way that it's going to begin to happen with you. It's a long time coming, but it's going to happen. And I just declare over you and our that dreams really do come true. And Suzanne S. from LaPorte, Texas. Suzanne, the writer, the historian, the author, the instructor, the dreamer, the lady of adventure, the starter, the woman has the ability to function in several different worlds and segments of society, some of them at one time. You are multi-gifted, and you can operate in multifaceted ways. And you're going to share many events that are coming, especially revival events in America and the United Kingdom. I'm prophesying that, Suzanne, you have a strong connection to Scotland and Ireland. You have a strong connection to Scotland and Ireland. I release that and bless you, Suzanne, there in LaPorte, Texas, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Rhonda V. from Ringwood, Oklahoma. There you are, Rhonda. Ready to serve, ready to go wherever you're needed. You are a fit into a lot of different places. You are a great fit because you fit anywhere you're placed. You have uncommon giftings in what appears to be just common causes, but you bring a new life to everyone in your assignment because you teach others that nothing is too complicated. You point them to more simple ways to do things. God has ordered your step into the simple times of life, bringing a spirit of rest to restless people who seemingly can't find their way in life, teaching them how to rest, relax, and enjoy life. You especially are a good balance to those who are wanting to press themselves out of measure, as well as others around you, those who are very anxious, very stressful. You bring peace to the midst of the storm. You are a blessed person, and I bless you, Rhonda V., there in Ringwood, Oklahoma. Helen Q., there in Savannah, Georgia. I see new health springing forth in your life. I see good reports coming your way concerning your health. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that all fear of premature death is being broken. All fear of some tragedy coming your way is being broken. I see words of fear that were spoken over you as a child being broken, moving you into a new aura of freedom that you've never known in your lifetime. In the midst of all of this, a new assignment is going to spring forth in your life that's going to bring you great fulfillment. So I bless you right now as you enjoy new freedoms in your life, Helen, there in Savannah, Georgia. And Amber F. from Baytown, Texas. I love Baytown. Well, I've got spiritual sons and daughters there in Baytown. I just want to give a shout out to all of you at Celebration of Life there, my spiritual kids and grandkids. But Amber, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, what about you? You take the first step. Quit waiting for that person or institute or people group to invite you. Invite yourself. Be bold, daring, brave, courageous, valiant, audacious, confident, forward, presumptuous. Somebody said, well, you shouldn't be so presumptuous. Yes, you should be, Amber. Yes, you should be. When they say you're just being presumptuous, you reply, yes, I am, and that's the way God made me, and that's what I'm going to do. Remember, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Again, like my dad, you may not have enough votes, but you take it anyhow. Amber, I bless you there in Jesus' name. And Carrie B. from Success, Arkansas. I like the name of that town. Carrie, from success. I see the sun setting on one season of your life that is about to precede the dawning of a new season, a new day. Don't be afraid to take that step into that new dimension of living, dreaming about escorting others into that new season of life with you. Your lines, remember, your lines have been drawn in pleasant places, places that are not filled with competition and drama and jealousy and misunderstandings and, oh my goodness, God is delivering you from that environment. So he's going to give you places of peace and tranquility that you're going to discover a whole new you, Carrie. This ministerial gifts that are in you will suddenly spring forth because they've been planted in new places where there's a lot of fertile soil to grow. Don't worry about the salary. Don't worry about the compensation. You're working for him. And I can tell you after 51 years of full-time ministry that God is a good employer, and he's got major benefits. David said he daily loads me with benefits. So there's major benefits when you're working for God. So just sign a contract with God saying this next season is yours, and I know that I'm working for you. I'm fulfilling the plan, but I'm working for you, and you're paying me well. Okay. Carrie in Success, Arkansas, bless you. And D.O. from Spring, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, all right, D., you and I working together on this one. I'm going to move you out of your comfort zone into a new discovery zone. You've always looked for a challenge. Here it comes. It may seem quite overwhelming to begin with, but you know that you're up for it. You're up for this assignment. And there's a lot of anticipation, waiting in your heart, expectations. And when this new assignment seems overwhelming, just call on me, the Lord says. Remember that we're working on this one together, that he, the Lord is saying, I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider, and I'm Jehovah Nisi, your victor, your banner, and your rear guard. I bless you, D, there in Spring, Texas, near Houston, Texas. Richie and Pam B. from Amarillo, Texas, I have a word for you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to diversify, expand, branch out, modify, enlarge your borders, embracing some new dimensions that were not in the original blueprint. In order to do this, you're going to have to give some people room to fly. Let them fly. Not for your sake. This release is not for your sake, but for generations to come. Taking some risk on behalf of those who will come after you, making room for others to step in, to step up and step in, so that one day you can step out into other places where you've been assigned. So letting them go and grow is so very, very important. So I bless you, Richie and Pam. Longtime friends of Gina and I, we bless you. We smile when we think about you guys. Okay, well, you're listening to PPN Radio. This is Prophetic Tuesday. Working alone here today. I'm working alone. And some of you, you may have the opportunity to work alone. Sometimes we do. I like it when other people work with me. But today, Ruth Gentry's gone. Aliona's gone. So I'm just working. But it's a wonderful day. Prophetic Tuesday on PPN Radio. Well, it's a great day here, the voice of the Lord. I long to see heaven open.
I see your glory come down.
See your glory come down.
We long to hear.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Forever changing.
I just want to tell you, today to support your local church, support your local pastors, be faithful with your attendance, be faithful with your tithes and your giving. And if you don't have a pastor or a church, maybe you work on Sunday, maybe you're in between churches, whatever it may be, you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And we have members of Breakout Radio Church in 40 different states and nations of the world. This Sunday, of course, Gina and I are going to be out this Sunday, but at Breakout Radio Church today, Allison Keeber is going to be preaching at Breakout Radio Church, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to become a member, you just go to bpnradio.com and click on Breakout Radio Church, and there's a membership link. If you're attending a local church, you support your local church and pastor. I love the local church. I've been a part of that for 51 years. Gene and I, it's a big week for us, celebrating 51 years in the ministry and 57 years in marriage.
Wow.
What a wonderful day. So thank you for joining us. We want to thank for those of you that are supporting the Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com, Breakout Ministries, and we have a lot of team members, we have a lot of expenses, but we're grateful for all of our friends and those of you that are supporting with your finances, Breakout Ministries, Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. We're grateful. May God bless you. And if you would like to support Breakout Ministries, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries. And the address is P.O. Box 91985. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. And if you want to use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, you can do that as well. All you do is go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. Use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, and boy, it'd be great if you could become a monthly partner. Every ministry has got to have monthly partners. We don't say much about money or finances, but everybody knows that we've got to have partners, and that's how we operate. BPN Radio now in our fourth year of broadcasting around the clock. We do it because of our partners, and we're so very, very thankful for you. If you'd like to be a monthly partner, when you make your donation, there's a box that says recurring. You just click that box. You can be a monthly partner. We're very, very grateful and thankful. Have a word for Ray L.P., Ray L.P., Baytown, Texas. I see something very genuine about you and your life. You bring a ray of sunshine into other people's cloudy days. You bring joy, the love of Jesus, and your transparency sometimes makes other people uncomfortable. But those people are not to be compared to the great company of people who will come to you in future days to get their joy jug filled and refilled. Just for the laying on of your hands, people will burst into Holy Ghost laughter. Many of them will react radically to the way you pray for them, to that joy anointing, bringing others back whose joy jug has gone dry. That's kind of a radical prophecy for a radical young man. Bless you, Ray, in Jesus' name. And Pete and Allie S. from Madison, Wisconsin. I see the two of you hosting many events on your present property or the property you're going to inherit, leading workshops, seminars, gatherings for people in America and other countries as well, providing a foothold for some of them, pushing them out into deep waters, waters deep enough for them to swim to the other side where destiny awaits them. There is a special anointing in your hands, and there is special encouragement in your voice. There are some people, they're waiting to do it. They're just afraid to get out into deep water. They've been on the shoreline for a long time. So push them. Give them a big old push. P-U-S-H, push until... pray until something happens. Push. Tammy Sue from Kyle, Texas. Tammy Sue, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that when the bottom drops, seemingly drops out of things in your life that you thought you could depend on, know that He is providing you a new source of security. He has strong shoulders for you to lean on when things you thought you had in divine order begins to crumble. Big hands for you to hold on. I am saying that you must never allow your confidence in Him or your confidence in yourself to be shaken. Even though things around you might be shaken, your faith will sustain you during these times, helping you discover a whole new priority system in your life, giving you an opportunity to lighten your ship. It will be better this way, which I hear the Holy Spirit saying, actually, His way. His way. His way. Anyway, you're going to do it. just I want to play a song of encouragement. I don't think I've done this in a while, but I'm going to play this song for some of you that feel like things have kind of dropped out of your life, and you need to hear this song, and then I'm going to be back.
Will you come?
Okay, that's a different song. That's the prophet's song, but I have a new song to play, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I'll be right back after this song. This is just for some of you.
You can spend your whole life building something from nothing. One storm can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway.
Are you listening, Tammy Sue?
You can chase a dream. Seems so out of reach, and you know it might not ever come your way. Dream it anyway. God is great, but sometimes life ain't good, and when I pray, it doesn't. Crazy, and it's hard to believe that tomorrow will be better than today. Believe it anyway. You can love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway. God is great, but sometimes life ain't good. When I pray, it doesn't always turn out like I think it should. But I do.
Okay, I like that song. I trust that you like that song. I pray for all of you as things seemingly have fallen apart in your life. Things that you thought were at one time very secure fell apart. I pray for you right now, and I bless you. I declare that God is at work in your life, and you're going to do it anyway. Regardless of what life has served up to you, I guarantee you, you're going to move forward. You're going to make it. You are going to make it. You're doing good. You're looking good. And God is with you. And if he is for you today, who can be against you? Mary O. there in Dinuba, California. I declare in Jesus' name that the things that you've been longing for, desiring to embrace, but it seems like it's always out in the distance. It's like, is this the way I'm going to live, where it's just always out there? It's close. I can see it. But it's like I can't embrace it. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying those things are nearer than you think they are. And so you need to stay focused, because doors open quickly and close quickly. You must not allow yourself, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you must not allow yourself to look longingly at others and know that what they're doing, you can do. And the success and significance and fulfillment is not far away. You know, I shared at a church recently about the second time that I got invited to lead prayer at the White House. The first time Gene and I got invited, we were just overwhelmed. There was a lady came that was leading prayer at the White House, her and her husband on a weekly basis. She came to one of our prayer revivals in Fort Worth and said, would you come and lead prayer at the White House? I could hardly breathe. And so Gene and I looked forward to that day, and we stayed in the hotel near the White House, went down, walked down Pennsylvania Avenue, and it was like, I've been here many times. I knew that I hadn't, but in my dream I had. You know, when you get a word from God about what God wants to do, what he wants to say to you, you begin to hear it, but you not only begin to hear it, but you begin to see it. You begin to see yourself doing that. You begin to see yourself going places you've never been, doing things you've never done, meeting people you've never met, operating in areas you've never operated, building things you've never built, and preaching sermons you've never preached, and traveling to nations you've never traveled to. That's the way God does it. That's the way God does it. And so when you begin to declare that, you begin to see it in your spirit, and then you begin to say, I see this, I see myself. So after I got the prophecy about going to the White House, I began to say, I see myself going to the White House to minister. Sure enough, it happened one day. Gene and I walked down Pennsylvania Avenue, went into the White House, went through security. We had to get security clearance before we ever went, and it was no easy task. We went in there, and, it was great. And then I got invited back the second time. The second time, I was on national television, and my son Rick Gentry was with me. And there was another couple, Lyle and Brenda Mason, and then Tony Haygood, Fort Worth, Texas, who had my television equipment. And we were standing outside the front of the White House getting ready to film. And I was ready. As I was waiting, I was across the street, and I saw a young lady near me, and she was feeding the squirrels. And then she was going in and out of this cardboard house. I mean, right across the street from the White House. And she attracted my attention while they were getting set up. She had these different anti-war signs and slogans on this cardboard house that she was going in and out of. She was feeding the squirrels, and I went over to her and I said, excuse me, can I ask you something? She said, yeah. I said, what are you doing with your cardboard house here across from the White House feeding squirrels? What is this all about? She said, well, I'm putting these signs up, and I'm trying to make a statement. I said, how long have you lived in this cardboard house? She said, 14 years. And I was amazed. I said, 14 years? She said, yes. I've lived in this house for 14 years. I said, how can you live across the street from the White House and they allow you to do this? And she said, well, they come and tear it down from time to time, but I just come and build it back. And so they finally just let me alone. So here I am living here. I've lived here for 14 years. So I walked away in amazement, thinking, how could this be? Just 100 yards away or less, there are people, the most renowned people in the world, going in and out of this house. This is where the most powerful man and his wife live in the world. And there she is living across the street in a cardboard house. And the Holy Spirit just began to speak to me and say, this is what a lot of my children do. This is what a lot of them do. They have access to a lot of wonderful places in their life, but they have not lived. They've not learned to live in big places that I have assigned. They are just dwelling in small places. I've made room for them. I've made preparations for them to come in, but somehow they don't believe me. They don't believe in themselves, and they don't believe that there are other people waiting to help them, that other people have the keys to the door for them to go through. Somehow they just can't believe it. And so they live in those small places. And so the Holy Spirit just said, that's the way a lot of my people are. And they just live in those small, small places. So I just want to encourage you today to find you a large place to dwell. You say, well, do I go out and look for it? No, you find it in your spirit. You find it in prayer. And as the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you, he begins to give you words about your future. He begins to give you dreams about your future. I got this word that I was going to travel all over the world. Even though I did not have any invitations or a plane ticket, I would go out to the airport, pretend I was getting on a plane. Now I've been able to minister over all these years, 51 years, to so many, many nations and people groups. But I just started dreaming as a little boy in a little town called Comanche, Oklahoma. And my wife, Jean, grew up in a little town called Walters, Oklahoma. I finally went over to high school there and met her. What am I saying? I'm saying that you have a bright future. Don't let the devil steal your future, because you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can meet who God says you can meet. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. So in prayer, you begin to hear something, and then you begin to see what you're hearing. Then you begin to say what you're seeing and hearing. Your whole world is voice activated. It responds to your words, your words, your words. The Bible tells us that over and over. Your future responds, the world and the worlds respond to your words. And then you begin to do something in response to what the Holy Spirit has spoken to you about, because faith without works is dead, being alone. And so, wow, I love these prophetic Tuesdays, and I love it when I have the opportunity to speak into your life. And if I didn't call your name today, remember that we've made a commitment not to let one name, one word, one name fall to the ground, fall to the floor. I have this word over Tiffany G. Over Tiffany G, and I don't even remember exactly where you're from, Tiffany G. I just hear the Lord saying that you have been standing in line for a long time, and the line keeps getting seemingly longer and longer, and opportunities seem to be fading. I just declare that you to stay in line. Don't go to another line. Stay in the line that you are in at this point in time. In Jesus' name, I proclaim it and I declare it, that God is working in your life. And I bless you there. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Tiffany, I put a star by your name that I have called your name. It's been a wonderful day. Thank you so much. I'm going to close the door here in a minute. And I am going to leave my studio. And I'm going to spend a couple of almost 2 weeks with Jean Gentry as our 57th anniversary gift, just saying to her, thank you so very, very much for the opportunity just to be a part of your life and for you to be a part of my life. And so quickly, I'm going to call out members of my team and just give a shout out to all the members of our team here at the Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com, including our station manager, Ruth Gentry, and my personal assistant, who's been my personal assistant for a long time, Linda Meeks there in Roswell, and our station producer and chief engineer, Michael Sean Bourne. And Cheryl Ortiz, our prayer coordinator, Delvin Kinzer, our news director, Aliona, our editor and studio technician, Brittany Greenlee, host for Night Watch, Rhonda Kinzer, one of our hosts, Ian Kieber, one of our program hosts, Allison Kieber, program host of Prophetic Thursday, Taylor Gentry, who's on at 9 o'clock every night Central Time. Darla Gentry helps him with Breakout Radio Church. Jean and Sally Massey, elders of Breakout Radio Church. Rick Gentry, director and founder of Marketplace Saturday. Joe Ragland, elder and board member. Brian and Kristen Ming, our praise and worship leaders. Roy Beard, program host. Dr. Ron Lester, program host. Callie Hargraves, program host. Evelyn Gastelum, our Spanish editor. Dr. Bob Nichols, board member, Dr. Tom Peters, board member, to all of you, I just want to say thank you. And I want to thank those of you, our wonderful listeners and partners. I'm just so very, very thankful for you. It's been a wonderful day. Keep listening on bpnradio.com as we continue to broadcast here around the clock and around the world. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
With Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I see the stars that you have made. I know you call them each by name. To think, Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed in all of your glory. True love's sweetest story. I stand amazed. I see the name. I stand amazed. I stand amazed. So amazing.
When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, how He healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up and turned me around, how He placed my feet on solid ground. How He saved me,
how He saved me,
how He raised me,
how He raised me,
how He filled me
with the Holy Ghost,
how He healed me to the uttermost.
When I think about the Lord,
how He picked me up,
how He picked me up,
turned me around,
how He placed my feet.
For when you're Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your